As the legendary Canadian rock band The Kings once sang, "You said to ring you up when I was in Toronto," and this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there. You in my life, you got me alone. You in my life, you got me alone.
Welcome to episode 43 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am your co-host Pete, sitting alongside my beautiful wife Gretchen, and we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. How you doing?
Good.
2 weeks off. Are you refreshed?
I am.
Are you ready to podcast the heck out of this thing?
It'll be riveting, I'm sure.
Oh, we have no wine, so it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, right? Nope. We are back to hardcore. Well, not totally hardcore, but at least, you know, cutting back on the wine and after our vacation.
I honestly wanted some tonight, but with a 10-mile run in the morning, I decided
probably not to. No, I would think that'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah, it's not been my best fueling strategy
in the past. I go figure on that, huh? Who knew?
All right. Well, we've got a lot to get to tonight. It's been two weeks. I've heard there's actually been weeping.
Oh, I'm sure. In the streets. They started a protest.
I heard Linda didn't even work for 2 weeks because she missed us so much.
Yes, she was protesting. She's like, I can't work under these conditions. I'm out.
It's just terrible.
She didn't understand why we didn't do anything from Toronto.
You know, I could have probably figured that out.
Yeah.
I chose not to.
Well, it was harder because originally we had the plan that, you know, Michaela and Lily were going to share a room and we were going to be in the room. Like, if we had our own room, then, you know, we could have, right?
Maybe, but it would have taken about an hour and a half for anything to upload on that Wi-Fi.
Well, you would have had to go down. Like, it was better downstairs, though.
It still was slow.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, you know, that didn't work out. As we had hoped.
No. That was a terrible night.
So, yeah. So, lesson learned.
Well, we'll recap the vacation and all that. But first, we got to check in to see if there's any views from the couch.
Well, there's lots. But work, I mean, I was in the office yesterday. And so that took a day, but I started to recap. I have a lot of shows to watch. Linda's been helping me like prioritize which ones to go through first. So
that's a heck of a friend you got there.
I know. And she wants me to reassure everyone that she does really work, that she doesn't just sit on the couch and watch TV all day. She likes to.
She listens to this podcast. We found the other thing.
So I had my second part of my reunion for 90 Day Fiancé. That was the first thing I had to catch up on. And
these are the people with the visas?
Yes, these are the people that, it's after the 90 days. So these are the people that already went through the 90 day visa process. They got married, they're together, and now they're living their lives, and they're still kind of following. They were on the show when they were going through the visa, and now these are the more interesting ones that were following them after the fact to see, like, are they still together? What are they doing? And they shouldn't be together. Like, none of the couples really should be together anymore.
That's weird.
Because they're just, like, very volatile against each other. Like, one couple is young. I mean, she's a beautiful young girl. And her husband, Pedro, is from the Dominican Republic. And he just, like, wants nothing to do with her family, and all he does is disrespect them. Now, her family's crazy as well. Like, they think, like, he's laundering money from her to smuggle it back to the Dominican Republic for I don't know what.
What do you mean smuggling? Like stealing money from her?
Like stealing money from her and like putting it back in the economy, like taking from the U.S. economy and putting, I don't know. It makes no sense.
Like people, laundering money?
Yeah, they like make no sense on it. It's just ridiculous. But then there's this other.
I don't know why I'm asking all these questions.
Because you really don't care. And then there's this other couple that they're not married yet because he's from Morocco. She's from, you know, the States. And she's gone over there a couple times and she has a young daughter and I'm so mad at her. Her daughter's like 4 or 5, I think, at this point. She calls this man daddy. Okay. So her real father isn't in the picture. So she calls this man daddy. He failed the visa process. Like the U.S. government said, no, you can't have a marriage visa. Sorry. Thanks for playing. You have to stay in your country. So she uproots her life, takes her daughter, flies her to Morocco, and is like living there with her daughter and this man who Lynn and I are pretty sure he does not like women. But, you know, in Morocco, like that culture,
that's a problem.
You can't have it. So, you know, you kind of feel bad for him because it's like his culture is telling him that, no, you can't be that way. So he's trying to.
Allegedly.
But, like, he keeps saying no to marrying her. And so she moves there and she has to, like, prove all this stuff because there's a marriage visa, right? You get married in that country and then you can apply for a spousal visa to bring them over to the U.S. So that was their next plan, is to do this. And they go there and she has to bring all this paperwork to prove that she's an upstanding citizen, which she is. She has no issues, but she brings a copy of a police report that says she doesn't have a police report. And the Moroccan government's like, sorry, we can't accept that. We need an original, not a copy. So that delays the wedding. And then they realize how much money it's going to cost to have a wedding. And so he says, no, let's not have a wedding. Let's open a makeup shop in Morocco and use the money that we were going to use for the wedding on the makeup shop. I mean, seriously? Like, this man doesn't want to marry her. And she's just, like, her, I feel for the kid, right? It breaks my heart that this little girl is away from all of her family in this strange country. I mean, she's getting some good experiences, right? Different cultures, all that stuff, but ugh, it's just, Lynn and I are just like, we want to like strangle her. Like, what are you doing? Like, her whole family's like, come on, just seriously? What are you thinking? So, to be continued on that couple, because you know they'll be on the next season for sure. Hmm. So I had that.
It's no second date update, but it's pretty fun.
It's like a train wreck with these people. Like, and so the next week, another installment of it, it's 90 days before the 90 days. So these are people that haven't applied for the 90-day fiancé visa yet, but they're like leading up to that part of it. So they're kind of following them ahead of it. So we'll see. That one starts in a week. Linda's not sure if she's going to watch it, but she will. She will.
What else is she going to do?
Well, right now she's like obsessed with keeping up with the Kardashians.
Oh, God.
She's got like 60. She like recorded all of them.
She's
binge watching the Kardashians and they're not in order. So like they go all over the place. She's like, wait.
So Caitlyn Jenner is Bruce?
Was Bruce in several of them. And then like all of a sudden it's Caitlyn and she's Caitlyn. And so it's kind of funny. So that was 90 Day, and then I caught up on my Real Housewives in New York, and they went to Casablanca, because you know all these housewives, they always go on a big trip, right? They went to Casablanca. That looks like a cool, like, city to go visit.
Did they reenact scenes from the movie?
No, they should have, though. They should have, though. But, it was pretty funny. They were good. It was good. But then they like got on the boat and it was like rough seas and they're like screaming and they're like, oh my God, you know, the Caesars are up. I mean, they're going like people can't see my hand, but it was like, you know, like a couple foot. It was choppy. It wasn't like they had to stop filming because it was choppy. Right. So you can't have a cameraman standing with like a giant camera on his shoulder. Right.
Right.
That's not safe. So. Right. But it was just like the over dramatization was just a little too much. I was telling Winnie, like, I just to Linda, I'm like, this is just too much. Because being a sailor, I'm like, seriously, I'm like, just too drama here. So I'm caught up in New York. Next week looks good. They're going to celebrate Carol. Carol's the one that did the marathon. So they're having another party for her, I guess. I'm not really sure.
Another marathon party?
Yeah. I'm not really sure what's going on.
I'm totally getting a marathon party.
You need, I mean, she's got, well, she had the one right after. Now she's having, well, I think some, maybe this might be the, what was the article she was in? What magazine was that? That she was that, I thought you read it, one of the.
I just read some newspaper report.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like celebrating that and that's why she's having another party. Maybe the publication, because you know, this was all. Film no so idea. Long ago. So let's see. That's about
those are the highlights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a lot more to watch. I mean, that's a lot. And then you were sitting upstairs with me today because your phone doesn't work in the basement, so I couldn't watch some of my shows. I had to watch.
Well, you could have come to the basement.
I could have, but that was like going down the stairs. It's a lot of effort.
You skipped the treadmill today because you weren't feeling it.
Yeah, I was I wasn't feeling like I had a really bad Charlie horse last night. And so my legs were like sore all day because, like I said, I went to the office yesterday. I wore heels.
Oh, that's why.
In real clothes. I wasn't in my yoga pants.
I'm sure everybody appreciated that.
I don't think I had makeup. And I had makeup on too. So.
At work and after. So.
So, yeah, I wasn't really feeling... But I did, I mean, I got on a couple days this week. Now, I didn't do the full five. I did, but I just did a couple. Because one day you weren't feeling good, so I had to take her in. And then, yeah, so I think I just did
two days.
I think, yeah. I did 2 days this week.
Well, and you're officially signed up now.
I am. You signed me up.
That's right. So do you have you're signed up for the 5K.
And that's, when is that again?
September 30th.
Oh, shoot.
Well, it's just the last, yeah. So do you have a plan?
I should probably come up with one.
Do you want me to see if Andy will make a plan for you?
You think Andy, I would love it.
We could ask Andy.
I would love it if Andy would make a plan for me.
And if he says no.
Then he's not Team Gretchen, obviously.
Right. And saying it on the air right now. I don't know if he listens or not still, but
he probably doesn't.
I'll know after I release this. And I'll send him a message to warn him.
FYI.
Yeah. Maybe I should do that right now. But we could ask Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a plan. What I usually do is when I have like these goals, I've reached out to your brother in the past and he's kind of helped me a little
great,
bit.
Great resource. But I think we could utilize Andy maybe. And,
yeah.
And we know other coaches like John.
I would feel like if it was someone besides your brother, I feel like I would probably be more inclined to follow it because I wouldn't want to let them down. Like letting your brother down, he's family. Eh. Well, you know, but somebody else would be like, oh man, they went through the effort.
That's
of doing
a lot
this.
Of respect for Andy right now.
I know. Well, I'm Team Andy. He may not be Team Gretchen. We'll see.
Well, so, I mean, we have other people. Like I said, John's also a coach at Endurance for Everyone and some others. So I think we could get you a little mini build-up plan.
Yeah.
7 weeks.
I didn't really. Yeah.
It's pretty fast.
It's coming up. Huh. A little snuck up on me.
It's, you know, so there's those couch to 5K programs. So that's basically what you would be doing.
That's what I need.
You'd be getting the views from the couch to 5K.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that could work out.
Yeah. I guess I need to step up on that, huh? Yeah. I forgot it was September. For some reason, I thought it was November. Or maybe I was just hoping.
November.
I know.
No.
Yeah, September.
It's always like that first weekend of October.
Yeah, it's like the fall. Because it's the fall. That's right.
Right.
So
it's the fall color run.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I got to get on that. I'm ready. Just remember, you know, I'm not looking to be fast. Just looking to run it. Like, that was what I said. I was going to run. I didn't say I was going to run fast.
That's totally...
my goal is to run it with, like, you know, basically no walking and all that stuff. We'll see. There's some hills. There's a little hills in there. So, I might have to take a few
breaks. There's no shame in walking.
No, like, there isn't. But that was my goal, was to run because I've walked it before.
Look, I think if you could get to where you run 75% or 80% of it and walk 20, like, that would be a huge victory for...
I feel like then you'll want me to do more. Because, like, well, I would approve that I could do it. And then you'd be like, oh, let's do another one together. But see, you won't run with me.
I would.
No.
If it wasn't a goal race, I sure would. So, this one's more of a goal race because of what happened in Toronto.
Right. But we've been in situation. We did a turkey trot.
We did it together.
No, you left me. You came back for me, which was nice. After you finished,
okay,
you came back.
I remember that one. I think I finished in 40 minutes for a 5K. So you were going to take...
I finished... Like, you came back. Like, it was... You came back and you helped me. You helped me motivate me. I was running more. Like, after you left me... Well, you ran ahead. And we agreed ahead of time. Like, well, when we were leading up to it, I thought we were going to run together. And then you're like, no, I'm going to run ahead. I'm like, okay. And... But I thought it was great that you came back. I appreciate that. And I thought that was very sweet. But, you know...
But I don't think you were running at the time. I think that you were you were going to walk most of it, and I wanted to run. I can't remember. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I was doing I think we were doing like a 4-1 or 5-1 or something like that.
Look, if you want me to do one with you, I'm more than happy to.
I know you are, but that's why I feel like if I do well with the Arboretum one, you're going to want to do it. So maybe I don't.
I want you to do more if you want to do more. I've been yelled at enough on Facebook. I've gotten enough nasty messages that I'm out of bounds here. Yeah. So
no, I'm looking forward to doing it. And it would be a great, you know, personal thing for me to say like, hey, because I hate running. So to be able to say I did it would be kind of cool.
All right.
Will you make me a medal if I do it?
Yes. I will find a way. I'll find a like a piece of bark. We're in an arboretum, and I'll put a string through it.
Perfect. It's awesome. So anyway, so you, how about your race? You just had your race.
Yeah. So I'll do a brief race recap. I didn't write one for this one. It was a weird race. So we were in Toronto for vacation, which we'll talk about more here in a minute. And Daniel and I decided we were going to do a 5K. And we get up, everything's fine. We kind of get to the venue. Daniel didn't really warm up a lot, and I think that was part of his issue.
Yeah.
I warmed up a little bit, and then for whatever reason, I had to hit the restroom like 6 times. And they had like a real restroom if you went just, I don't know, maybe a couple of blocks over. Mm-hmm. Maybe a block and a half, right? So I'm running back and forth to this thing basically to get my warm up, and they have a kids race, and normally the kids races are last,
right?
So all the races get done, and then a half an hour or 45 minutes later or whatever it is, or an hour, you have a kids race, and they're usually really short.
Yeah.
Well, this one had a 1K kids race, and it was first, and I don't know why, considering like it wasn't like a super early race.
No.
But they didn't start on time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, now we're delayed. So my start time, which I thought was going to be, you know, 8:25. Yeah. I'm like, okay, now this is... Well, I don't know. Why did you do that?
I didn't mean to do that. Oh, that's going to be a bruise.
Everything's a bruise for you. The start time is delayed, right? So I'm ready to go. I finally kind of have myself situated, and I'm like, all right, I got to use the restroom like one more time, like right before the race, like, because I know how I am.
Right.
So given the delay, I kind of took that math and said, all right, well, I know it's going to be another 10 minutes. So I'm going to, because they started the 10K race. Our race was slated to start 10 minutes later.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, they started the 10K race. I have 10 minutes. I can make it back and forth this quarter mile or whatever.
You're a fast peer.
You know? So thanks. Glad that's on tape. So I go and do that. I'm coming back and I see them send off the 5K runners.
Oh.
As I'm coming back, I'm like, what are you doing? You gave me not even 4 minutes in between because you're behind. Now you're going to screw up the race schedule.
Right, right.
And they didn't announce that that's what they were going to do.
Okay.
Or else I would have never have taken the risk. Like, I would have timed it differently.
Yeah.
So that really upset me. Because now I'm, like, sprinting to get to the start. And then I realized, geez, you got a chip on, you idiot. Like, you could just wait, right? And so it's, like, me and the people pushing strollers.
Right.
That are left to start. And all the walkers are out. Like, everybody's out already. And it's on a public path that's open. They haven't blocked it off.
That's just weird.
It's not unusual from what I understand.
Okay.
But either way, there's bikers and runners and walkers and dogs and everything else on this path. And now we've got this race on there. And I'm looking for Daniel. He had left, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to get going. So I start to go, but I'm bobbing, weaving, all kinds of people.
Right.
There's bikes, like, flying down this path. And I don't know why they didn't have more volunteers, like, out there saying, hey, you can you slow down? Like, you're going to hurt somebody.
Yeah, seriously.
And
well, if you see a whole bunch of runners as a biker, don't you, like, slow down?
All right, so I really have always thought that Canadians, like, were extra nice.
Yeah.
Canadian bikers, nasty people.
Not nice. Oh.
Not all of them.
I know, because my friend Lou, my coworker, he's a biker. Yeah. I feel like he's got a cranky side, though. Maybe not.
Anyway, I think that they were annoyed that this race was going
probably
on, right?
Yeah. And but wouldn't they? I mean,
I don't blame them, right? So I say that tongue in cheek. Don't no Canadian bikers need to
but,
send
like,
me a nasty
wouldn't
gram.
Wouldn't you like? I'm sure there was some alerts saying, hey, like there's signs up saying no, there's nothing.
No. They did have a volunteer at one point saying, I saw that, like, hey, you know, there's a race. Do you mind slowing down? Like as people were like passing.
Yeah.
And they were super polite, but kind of soft. And like it just wasn't.
Yeah.
It just wasn't conducive to a relaxing race. Right. Like you've already got enough stress as you're trying to run. And now I'm weaving in and out of people.
Fearing for your life.
Right. And I get out there and I'm doing okay. I think I'm doing all right, but and my watch didn't work.
Oh, right.
So I had, and there's no clocks on the course. So it's like, I have no idea what pace I'm going. And I'm not the type of runner who's in tune enough with what I'm doing to know if I'm putting forth my full effort because anything past an easy effort all feels hard to me. So hard and harder and hardest are not that far apart for me.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have a watch, didn't have a clock. And then I come up less than halfway into the race, just before halfway, I think, and I'm past 2 kilometers, I come up upon Daniel, like, limping up a hill. So I, of course, slow down.
Right.
Hey, what's wrong? My calf hurts again. And
yeah,
so
he's been having that.
He's had that a couple of times. And so I'm like, okay. I'm like, can you run this pace? You know, and so I slowed down. And he's like, yeah, I think I can do it. I'm like, okay. So I go for a while. And then all of a sudden, like, I was just kind of getting into a rhythm and I probably sped up and then I'm like, oh, he's gone. So I turn around and he was fine. Like, he's just like, I'm fine, but I got to walk. Right. So I take off. And at this point we're past the turnaround and coming back and I see a couple of people up ahead of me and I'm like, all right, I'm going to reel these people in.
You kind of do like mini goals for yourself.
Yeah. And they look like similar type runners to me, except the one dude was super tall. And his calves were like bowling balls. They were,
oh my God.
They were just like huge calves. But he was moving. And so I'm like, all right. So I got really close to him. And the other person that I was trying to peg was just in front of him. And we kind of both pass her.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden he dusts me. Like, he's gone.
He didn't want you drafting off of him anymore.
Right. And I'm like, whoa. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to find, like, I'm still going to try to catch him.
Yeah.
And so this is at about 3.5 kilometers. And so I've only got 1.5 kilometers to go. By the 4th kilometer, I was 2 steps behind him and I blew by him.
Nice.
And so I was able to catch the people that I wanted to.
Yeah.
And I got in and it was a good race. It wasn't a bad race, but I was angry at myself because I didn't think I put forth all my effort, and I know I didn't.
Well, there was extenuating circumstances.
There was a few.
Yeah.
But nothing that could have prohibited me. Like, I had more in me that day, and I came in at 30:26, so I still haven't gotten to my sub-30. The other piece of that, and, you know, it kind of gets to something else we'll talk about more, I gained weight while there, so.
Right.
I was slower.
Yeah. But as far as, like, you know, I know you were upset about the 20 seconds and stuff, but, I mean, don't you think, you know, because you slowed down for Daniel, I mean, because you were concerned about your son, I mean.
Right. No, I mean, I'm not questioning that I should have done that.
Right,
that's not the point.
Because after that, you did put, are you saying, like, after you then, you know, you made sure he was okay, so you went, picked up your pace again, you feel at that point you could have put forth a little bit more.
I think I could have put forth more effort at that point.
And if you had your watch going, you feel like you would have.
I would have known.
You would have known where you were.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I'm not sure I would have gone sub 30, but I would have been darn close. And I mean, don't, I was huffing. Yeah. Like, I was working. I wasn't lollygagging through this thing.
You weren't me-ing it.
And, but it was rough, like, in terms of knowing what my pace is. Like, I'm just not that good yet. Mm-hmm. So I'll get there someday. And, you know, there's this whole movement in the Running for Real podcast by Tina Muir, and she's got a great community. And I know that Sarah, Professor Badass, and I have talked about, you know, they've got this hashtag no watch me, meaning like don't pay attention to your watch.
Right.
Go out, run by effort.
Oh, yeah.
Go try to just crush it. Just, you know, I can't do that yet.
Yeah.
So I'm not there, and that's fine.
Right. We don't judge you.
No. Somebody might, but that's okay. In the end, though, I think I could have done a little bit more and taken some time off.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. But I don't regret slowing down for my son. I mean, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
All the way. And I could have been maybe a little bit faster at the beginning. Who knows, right? It doesn't really matter. In the end, I didn't do it. And so I know kind of the fact that I tried and I can try again.
Exactly.
And September 30th, I will be.
7 weeks.
I will be trying again. So it's been a rough week of training for me too.
Yeah.
The heat has come back. I was a little bit heavier. Dialing in my nutrition is great for weight. It's terrible for when you want to run because you drain yourself faster. It was almost like I was starting over. It wasn't quite that bad.
Yeah.
But I did get a little bit of a keto flu-like headache.
Yep.
You know, I'm not trying to go keto necessarily. I just happened to eat really on point for several days in a row to kind of kickstart myself back. So, you know, you have that. And then I took on a challenge.
Yeah.
Ted Spiker, founder of the Sub 30 Club, put out a challenge to do 25 burpees for time. I don't think I've done 25 burpees total in my life.
That's crazy.
Until
talk.
I did this challenge.
Crazy talk.
So I did the 25, and I think I'm the slowest in the group so far. Maybe one person might be slower.
What about Kevin?
He was faster.
He was faster?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he crushed me. He dusted me by like 30 seconds, maybe 40. But I'm like 4 minutes and 18 seconds to do 25 burpees. And they were not good form. They were every type of burpee that is legal. I did. I can't like jump my feet back and forth like in tandem. I have to like move one and the other. I'm like trying to move. I should have film this. Like I should have put this on the YouTube. It could have been viral. I think the post I made was something like, you know, bad form, you know, they hurt and space aliens were watching me munching on like buttery space popcorn or something. You know, it's just they were awful. And it hurt.
Yeah.
A lot. And I'm in some good pain right now in the chest and arms and
I'm sure
it's not been the best. And it reminded me of, and I don't know if I've told this story, but it reminded me of the time that I worked out so hard that I literally got home and couldn't walk.
Yeah. You're at the edge of the driveway.
So I parked the car. I walked to the edge of the driveway to get the mail and I step off the curb and that tiny little curb made my legs buckle. And I can laugh about it now. I was pretty scared at the time, but I went down and could not stand up. At all.
Nope.
So the neighbor was like, hey, do you need some help? And I'm like, yes. And they couldn't like lift me up either.
Yeah.
To help me walk. I was a little bit bigger, I think, at the time.
Yeah, you were.
And so they went and got one of those four-wheel carts.
Yep. Like a flatbed.
Like a flatbed. And they put me on it and wheeled me up to my house. And then I got in there. And basically had to like army crawl up the stairs into my bed and took some ibuprofen trying to like.
I think you broke a glass or
something. I did.
Broke a glass or something like that. And so that was before we were married.
Yeah.
So I would come out for like the week or weekend or whatever like that. And so Angel was there. The cat was there and you had called me and you're like, I can't move. And so I was like, I tell my boss, I'm like, I got to go. So I get it. He's like, I'm worried. You were actually worried about Angel because of the glass and getting in her paws and all that stuff. So I think you like locked her up.
Her up in a bathroom. And then I go upstairs and like literally I have to army crawl to get up the stairs. And then I get up into the bed and I'm laying in bed and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, I got to pee.
I got to pee. So I'm like, okay. So my legs are feeling okay because I had taken some ibuprofen right. and drank some water before I dropped the glass with the water on the floor. And then I'm like, all right, I can go. I put my legs down on the floor and I just I just go down. So I have to like army crawl into the bathroom.
How do you?
And like lift myself like up onto the to go. And like I can't stand.
Your legs.
Well, I can't stand. Right? So I can't like I have to sit down to go. I'm like trying to get up there. I'm like, I don't know how. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. But the picture of being wheeled up on the flatbed, I will never forget that.
No, no. Luckily, people didn't take video of that.
It was before the age of cell phone videos, thankfully.
That would have been hilarious. Although
it would be pretty funny to watch now.
Yeah. At the time, again, it was scary at the time.
It was scary. I mean, the person who I had done the workout with is like, hey, you need to get to the doctor. You got a heart problem. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. but you can't walk. Yeah, no, I'm fine.
So, yeah.
And, you know, and so since now
so
I've got.
So now the burpees are.
The
like...
burpees are reminding me of that time. I didn't get that bad. I'm in much better shape now.
Yeah.
But the overall theme is like big things and like new and hurt like are all on my mind. So I keep thinking about the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to Kevin and I'm trying to get him to go with me.
Oh.
Which I think would be great. And then I came up with a plan.
Oh, boy. This involves me. I know it.
It does.
Totally does.
Because, you know, you've got to get, like, you hike one way. I'm not hiking both. Like, not yet. I'm not there yet. So if we hike, right, we need transportation. So here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
All right. So hopefully Holly Ann's on board with this too.
I was about to say, if Holly Ann's probably involved in this as well.
She has no idea about any of this
probably. She probably wouldn't do the hike with you guys, no?
Maybe. It would be, you know, and maybe we have another person along or not.
Yeah.
Depending on how your feelings are about this. So I'm thinking like we get there,
mm-hmm.
right? We get into the Grand Canyon area.
Yeah.
Right? And we spend the night on that south rim.
Yep.
And then we're going to go hike and you're there, right?
Yeah,
and there's a vehicle there,
yeah.
right? Uh-huh. And then we go hike and then you drive around the canyon.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And meet us on the other side.
Right.
Right. At the one vehicle we have.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And now we make it like perfect. Like we're just like we crush it. We come. We're like doing burpees coming out of the canyon because
you do
we
it in like a couple hours. You're
we're,
done.
We're doing the last part of the canyon, like the Rocky stairs. Like
yeah.
we're coming out. Uh-huh. We're jumping, doing a burpee. We're feeling great.
Yeah.
And you're there and you're like, oh, this is awesome. You guys feel good. And you've got the car.
Right.
And now what we can do is we can go to sleep for a while, right?
In
and then
the
you
car?
Can get in the, no, like in a place to stay.
Oh,
but,
right.
But the car is there, right?
Yeah.
Hotel.
Yeah, there is one hotel.
Or lodges, whatever.
Yeah, there's a lodge up there.
The lodge that I was in last time worked just fine and I couldn't even walk.
I think there's only one.
It might, maybe. I mean, you could drive a little bit north and,
right.
you know, there's stuff. And then the next day,
we
get in the car
and
you drive us to Vegas. And then we spend a couple of days in Vegas.
Wait, I drive us to Vegas?
Yeah.
Because you had just...
But we just hiked the canyon. You can't expect me to drive.
But you were doing burpees out. So why wouldn't you be like,
That last burpee was one thing too many. No. Hey, look, I didn't say we get out of the canyon and then we drive
you
straight.
Sleep. Right.
And then
so you sleep and then I drive all the way to Vegas.
Well, I didn't say like we get out of the canyon and you're driving around the canyon then also to Vegas.
Right.
That would have been mean.
But wait, but you're on the north side. You're on the north side. You have to go back down.
No, Vegas is north.
Right. So why would you have to go back? Oh, you mean because I have to drive around.
You have to drive around.
Pick us up.
Then go to Vegas. Instead of going all the way back down and going down to Phoenix, let's go to Vegas for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like this plan.
I'm okay with this plan. I don't know about the whole me driving everywhere.
All right, I'll drive. I'll drive.
I don't mind. You just, the reason
if
why,
I can walk, I'll drive.
The reason why I say about the whole driving to Vegas is because I hate driving with you in the car.
Oh, I hate you driving with me in the car, too.
You are the worst passenger.
I am.
You are the worst passenger. I'm a very good driver. You are the worst passenger.
Yeah, you can think that.
No, I am a very good driver. You're the worst passenger. That's why I don't want it. If you sit in the back seat and sleep, then...
I'm happy to drive. Hey, look, I just drove the whole trip, right?
You did. Because you won't let me drive.
It's just easier. Just easier. If that's the worst thing that I do, that's pretty good. And it's not even close to the worst thing I do. But anyway.
But that is a good plan.
That's a good plan.
A
couple days
in
Vegas. Then
couple
we drive
in Vegas.
Then we, you know, fly home.
And fly home. That's a good plan.
All right.
I'm okay with that plan.
Sweet. Now we just got to get other people on board because I can't hike this thing alone.
No.
I think Kevin might be in. I think he might want to do this. I don't know if Holly Ann wants him to do it or that she even knows that he's thinking about it.
I guess she does. Does she listen?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I guess we'll find out.
We know Kevin listens.
Yeah, we do know
he's
Kevin
the leader
listens.
Of hashtag Team Gretchen.
Yes.
So.
No, I'm okay with that. And, you know, if Holly Ann wants to do the canyon, I'm okay with it. But when are you doing this?
So I'm thinking like next September.
Oh,
sometime.
The fall this time.
Yeah.
I'm thinking fall.
Yeah, I'm thinking fall. We have to talk about all your quarter end and closes and all this stuff.
Nope. Board meetings September 6th, 7th, around that time.
Yeah,
so.
And this would be more mid to
mid
late.
Mid to late.
Yeah.
That's fine. No
yeah,
problem
probably
with that.
Mid-ish.
It's usually no issues.
Sweet. We'll have to start planning. I did tell Andy that I wanted to do this, like the
hike.
Oh,
yeah, you talked to him today.
Yeah, so I did tell him I wanted to do the hike.
And what did he say? I mean, he kind of been
well,
all for
I mean,
it.
I
it's a year away.
And he only really wants to know about when I'm going to run, probably.
Yeah, he probably didn't care. He's like, seriously,
probably, seriously
I could care
just
less.
Shut it.
Just stop, yeah.
And now you want to make me, okay, enough. All right, so let's jump into some vacation recap now that
yes.
I got you on board for the canyon.
I think I'll be better being there. Not being there when, like, you went through the canyon last time was very hard on me because I couldn't, not that, like, I could go down into the canyon to save you, but, like, I could talk to a person, like, you can't, there's no phone call, like, hey, my husband started the canyon, he should have been out by now, can you go look for it? Like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
so,
and this time it won't be like last time, so.
Right. But I think
no need to rehash all that again.
But because originally there was another time that you were going to do it and we ended up not. And I was going to go and I went with and we went to the canyon and stuff. So no, I
we drank
no
instead.
We did drink instead. We drank.
Drinking at altitude. That was rough.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I'm all good for it. Yeah. So vacation. So I had my goal of vacation weight to not gain more than 5 pounds. I gained 3 pounds.
Nice.
I was really quite happy with myself. And I've already taken it off. I took it off by Wednesday. I was back down to my low. So
beautiful. That's great.
Yeah. So I was very happy that I was able to. I did eat, but I didn't eat as much bread as I wanted to. I kept back on the. I didn't indulge in all that in a lot of breads. I did have some sweets. We had some ice cream and some Wonders. And I had some fried. Some fried food and stuff, but it was, I think overall I felt like I made good choices and obviously only
but you,
3 pounds.
You ate purposeful.
I did. I had a plan in my head for like the day of what I was going to do and I tried to keep to it and I let myself indulge when I wanted to and I made, like if I was going to have ice cream, I ate something different for dinner or something like that. You know, I just kind of I tried to offset as much as I could.
Well, that's the way we normally do things.
Right.
Right. So you kept your normal rhythm.
Yep.
And it was funny because, you know, we had just gotten back and I was listening to Rob and John on Endurance for Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob said something to the effect of me eating like a rabbit. And I'm cracking up because we had just come back from vacation. And even the week leading to vacation, like...
Yeah.
For like 2 weeks, I ate like a jerk.
Yeah.
Like old Pete for
right.
way too much of it. And
right.
Tim Hortons is evil. I love those donuts and those donut
See,
holes.
I'm okay with not eating those. So that was a savior for me. But that one blueberry scone or whatever.
It was a blueberry fritter.
Fritter. Oh, that was good stuff.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
It was. And, well, I mean, you like old-fashioned donuts.
I like old-fashioned.
Which
fashion.
Is just psycho.
I like old-fashioned. Sorry.
Whenever, I actually think about, like, if you ever went, like, on some weird crime spree, and I could, like, you're older, and I could just see somebody, like, the neighbor going, she was so nice and so quiet just eating your old-fashioned donuts.
Like, this is what you think about me going on crime sprees.
Well, no, just the creepiness of the old-fashioned donut.
You know what? They make the old-fashioned donut for a reason.
Well, it's old-fashioned.
And they're good.
Okay.
Kind of want an old-fashioned donut now.
But I ate way too many Timbits.
Yeah.
And I ate an apple fritter and some blueberry fritter, and
there was an apple fritter.
Yeah, I ate that.
Man,
I know, I devoured it.
But you didn't even share, like not even a
I shared the blueberry. The blueberry were seasonal, so I shared that. The apple you can get any time.
Oh, no, because we don't have a Tim Hortons here.
Not yet, thankfully. But anyway, I did not eat purposefully, and then I just kind of gave up, and I ballooned. I ballooned, I don't know how much, because I just stayed off the scale for the most part.
Well, I ended up going to the doctor, so they weigh you, so that's right. Why I knew. Because I forgot to weigh myself in the morning. So I'd already eaten breakfast by the time I'd gone to the doctor. So that was already probably up a pound just because it wasn't my usual, but still.
Yeah. So I finally did get back on the scale and I was over 200 pounds, which irked me to
no end. Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean a couple ounces. I was 205.
Like on Monday or whenever you weighed yourself?
Yeah. So I was that's not going to happen.
No.
So I was very strict and. Man, it comes right off. It's mostly bloat.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably gained a little bit and have lost a little bit, but it was mostly bloat. I just ate like a jerk, and now I've eaten clean. I hate that term. I shouldn't use that.
Yeah.
I ate better.
Yeah.
And it came off the one, but I ate so good that I think I went into ketosis, and that's why the weight came off so fast, because I'm already back down to under 198.
Yeah.
So, but I got a little bit of a headache in my runs.
I had a little bit of a headache at the beginning of the week as well, too.
And I had, my runs have been a little bit of a slog. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, because you got 10 miles tomorrow.
Because I got 10 miles to get done. And I'm prepared. I've already got everything laid out. I've got my salt tabs because it's hotter than blazes.
Yeah.
I've got my water.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about running at the Arboretum potentially.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. Because I just went somewhere with I have access to water if needed.
Right.
Because I could see me going through what I carry pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some nutrition with me just to make sure that I'm good to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was rough.
Yeah. It was good food, though.
It was.
We had a great vacation.
We did. And ending at Niagara Falls was awesome.
Yeah. Was the view. We were able to sit at the at a table overlooking the falls. I mean, it was beautiful.
Yeah. You could see that on social media, Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. It was great.
The kids loved that. They loved the trip overall.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved that. And
they loved our minivan.
They did love the minivan.
I think Daniel, he was just laying down in the back. Like, he was in heaven. I kind of felt bad for Lily. But, Daniel, to his credit, he did ask her, hey, do you want to switch? And she's like, no, you like it. She's sweet like that. She's like, no, you like it back there. It's okay. And stuff. But I did feel bad because, at one point, she was sitting sideways with her hand on the, it was just like, how is this comfortable?
Why didn't he lay a certain way and then have her recline?
Yeah, I don't know why that she didn't recline. Mm-hmm. I think she was just concerned about, crouching, because he's just so big. So I think she was just concerned about him.
Well, that was very sweet of her.
It was very sweet. So, yeah, but the kids loved the minivan. So, good investment in our part.
Yeah. For sure.
But,
and
yeah,
walking, fun. I had never, so I had been to the falls. Nobody else had, right?
Right.
And you guys loved it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And Lily loved taking pictures. She's getting into photography, so that was really cool. And we went behind.
We did the journey behind.
Journey behind the falls, which I had never done.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And that was really interesting.
Yeah, even Michaela, she thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
She even waited as long as she did. She was pretty good with that, so.
Yeah, so I think it was a really fun
trip. It was. And I think a part of the reason why, we were able to keep, I was able to keep, the weight and check was we did a lot of walking.
We did.
We walked, so we stayed in an Airbnb. It was in the distillery district, which is in a good location, but we were on the edge of the distillery district. So to get to CN Tower, the aquarium, the stadium, all this, the center of all the touristy stuff, it's about a 30-minute walk.
Right, a 30-minute normal walk.
And then you add a kids, toddler, right. And it becomes a little longer. So, we would break it up. We'd, go halfway, have breakfast, and then finish off our walk and stuff. But, there's some hills. There's, it was some good walking, and it was warm.
Yeah.
It was hotter than I was expecting it to be. Because I looked at the weather, right? Before we left, I was watching the weather so I know what to pack for myself, for the kids. And it said that it was going to be in the low 70s. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome. And it was, but the dew point was like a million.
Also in the low
70s. I mean, it was just like, seriously? Like the whole point of us going north this year, or, you know, somewhat north, was like we wanted to stay cool. We wanted to go to a cooler place. And then we go and it's like technically is cooler, but the dew point makes it feel like it's 100 degrees out there.
The only time I thought it was super hot was when we went to the ball game. Like that, the sun was just...
We were just
The direction of the sun at that point was just beating down on us. I had to go buy a hat.
Well, you were going to buy a hat anyway.
I was, but I like hats.
Yeah. I thought the ball game was hilarious. We have a fan that we put on Michaela's stroller to help keep her cool because, you know, she's little. Little kids can't sweat as easily. So we try and keep her cooler with her little portable fan. I actually brought that to our seat and I had it clipped on the seat for her because I was concerned about her overheating in the sun. And then I would use it every once in a while.
Yeah, so we left like the sixth inning, and then that game went into extra innings. So not so bad of a choice.
Yeah, not bad of a choice. But it was a great, it was an overall. I want us to go back. I want to go back because I would like to try some more of the different restaurants that they have there because they have some amazing, amazing places.
And yeah, there's some more eclectic things that you and I would do. And I mean, it's not that far to get to.
No.
So we'll definitely get back there again.
For sure.
Soon.
Yeah.
But I think everybody really... overall enjoyed. Oh, and that old timey on the island, the old timey amusement park
Centerville. Yeah, Michaela got to, you know, she was in heaven. So the rides were geared towards younger kids, but our kids being what they are, they were riding all of them with her when they could. Some of them, like, they couldn't ride with them, but, you know, they went on the merry-go-round with her, which was the fastest merry-go-round I've ever been on.
I know. Those turn-of-the-century merry-go-rounds are crazy.
I mean, it was the centrifugal force. Like, you had to hold on. Otherwise, I was going to fall off. Like, it was crazy.
The only time that, like, my heart was in my throat the entire time when we went on the ski lift type thing.
Oh.
Because Michaela is, like, not... I mean, because there's no... You're not strapped in, right?
Right.
It's just a bar that's
there's
just...
There's a bar.
You could lift up at any time.
Yeah.
And
no,
there's...
No. Oh, could you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. You could... Yeah, it was not locked in.
Oh, okay.
You could lift it up at any time, and there's big, big gaps,
there's
right?
There's a big gap in the back. Yep.
In the back and in the front.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, oh, and you don't... You're not, like... I'm watching other people. They have, like, their kids, like, in the crook of their arm, and you're... You've got your arm, like, near her?
My arm was, like, on her lap.
Yeah.
I was holding her from that way. Because to put her behind, I felt like that would create her to fold a little bit. And then, like, in my mind, I'm like,
right.
I could see her slipping through the back. So I just had her... I had my arm on her hat, on her.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not saying that, like, you were going to
let me
think.
You're calling me a bad mother.
It's just that when you're watching this from
right.
behind and you're pointing things out to her and she's, like, jerking to look at it. I'm
right.
like, oh, we're way high. She can't. So it's, you know.
But she loved it.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, it was, and all the kids loved it, too. We had to play bumper boats and we went on a...
Well, I didn't get to play bumper boats.
Yeah, because Michaela was too small
Michaela was too small for that. But we went on a swan.
We went on the swan
electric
ride.
Slide.
Yep.
Electric slide. Electric swan. And Daniel drove.
Yep, and she did a couple of roller coasters. And we went on one little old-fashioned car where Lily drove. And Lily was, like, freaking out over it. Like, it's on a rail. Like,
right.
She can't. But
it was
she
pretty
was
funny.
But she was freaking out. It was pretty funny. So, yeah, it was a good trip.
Yeah. And while we were on the trip, we hit our one-year health-iversary. And, you know, I was going to try to talk about lessons learned and stuff with that, but we're... already at almost 50 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So we probably should that. And, like, I was going to talk about lessons, like, whatever lessons we've learned and then some goals, but we can pick that up
It'll
next
be like
time.
A teaser.
Ooh.
Ooh.
The one thing I will say, though, we have done not a lot of photojournaling of this. Right?
No.
And in particular, I did not go, like, completely shirt off and do a before and after of my journey. And so I just want to tell everybody you're welcome. You're really welcome.
Same
for that.
Here. No one wants to see that.
But I, not that I'm, hey, you want to do before and after, have at it. Like,
yeah.
I don't, but I,
we
no.
can do before or after with your shirt on. Like,
no.
You put on one of, like, my shirts, so it's, like, super skin tight.
We don't, nobody wants to see that either. No, we're going to just not. You could, if you look at old pictures and you look at new pictures,
there you
kind of see,
see
it.
Face for the most. Yeah. For me, you can see it. My face is 100%. You can tell the difference.
Yeah. Huge. Yeah, for sure. All right, so we'll wrap this episode up unless you had anything else pressing that you needed to address.
No.
After our 2-week hiatus. That's it?
That's it.
All right.
I got nothing.
You've been listening to episode 43 of the Fat Man Chronicles. Thank you to Safar for the music, You Got Me Wrong. On social media, you can find us at Fat Man Stories. FatManChronicles.com. Where you can read the blog, you can listen to the podcast, you can shop. There's a shop button.
Woohoo.
Yeah. FatManChronicles.com/shop. And the biggest thing, if you have a friend that's not listening, if you want to keep them, just leave it alone. But anybody who you just only kind of like, see if you can get them to listen.
That'd be cool.
And then get them to subscribe. And that would be great. And then you can leave us a rating and review. I don't know if we've gotten any. Because I didn't look.
Oh, we'll have to look.
So we'll have to look for next time.
Yep.
But if you could leave us one, that would be great. We hadn't had one in a couple of months, although we were doing really well before then. And one other thing, anything else I'm missing? If you want to become a patron, you can look into that too. And thank you to our current patrons, Linda, Christine, and Julie. So that's it, I think.
That's it.
That's it, right? I got it all?
You got it all. All
right, excellent. Get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now